You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Lutheran Church Extension Fund offers sabbatical scholarships to LCMS church workers, and the next window to apply is currently open.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon. The next window to apply is currently open for Lutheran Church Extension Fund sabbatical scholarships for LCMS church workers, and you can find out more at lcef.org/sabbatical.
Here's our conversation from 2025 with LCEF's Reverend Dr. Greg Walton and Rahema Kavuga to provide you with more details.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Greg Walton from Grace Place Wellness and Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
It is good to have some time with you. We chatted just a couple months ago and looking forward to learning about sabbatical today. Looking forward to that. Also joining us today, Rahema Kavuga. She's Director of Synod Relations for Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Rahema, welcome back.
Thank you. Always good to be here.
So let's talk about sabbatical and how it's valuable to church workers. And what does this have to do with Grace Place Wellness and LCEF? You have a sabbatical scholarship program?
We do. It's 2 years old, the second year. We just launched in May, and it will be open until the end of October. But the idea of a sabbatical is really to provide a time of rest and renewal for church workers who are stressed. The scholarship itself is for rostered church workers going on their first sabbatical. So we want to make that clear, but we want to encourage sabbaticals for all church workers. It's really an important way to revitalize and strengthen not only their personal relationships, but their productivity.
Yeah, and it's been an amazing opportunity as Grace Place has folded into the ministry at LCEF. It has been key. The Ministry Solutions team in particular, as they're working with congregations to help them with their vision, mission, clarity, capital campaigns, what they were finding is it's great to help them through this process, mm-hmm. but the workers that they were working with, it was almost like another burden to them on top of their day-to-day work. So as we think about the wellness of our workers, financial is very important. Obviously, that's what we do, but it gets affected by everything else. And so this sabbatical, what Grace Place is doing with LCEF as a part of LCEF has just been a blessing to recognize. We want you to continue to make some financial wellness stride, but knowing that you need to take care of all those other things and find that rest. So we're excited to offer these six scholarships this year for $7,500 each. And so that is more than what we did last year. So thanks be to God. That's been through some generous donations to LCEF. So we're so grateful for that opportunity and the workers who can benefit from it.
Talk a little bit more about how this is aligned with LCEF's mission. Like you said, people know LCEF for financial solutions. And this is something even beyond a financial solution for church workers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think if you consider the fact that we really want to care for church workers for longevity, you know, we are seeing some struggles in that area right now. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to maintain and support and lift up our church workers who worked tirelessly for the sake of the gospel. And so we want to do everything we can. And Lutheran Church Extension Fund has done that in various ways for many years. This is just one more thing that we want to do to strengthen the relationship as a trusted and valued ministry partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we really see the value for, again, healthy workers, allow them to make healthy choices and decisions, which also includes their financials. So again, for LCEF, this has been a blessing to have Grace Place as part of our ministry and been a tool to go beyond what we do it in a great way. So part of our mission is to start, strengthen, and sustain. So this really goes into the sustainability of what we do and the people that we care for.
And, you know, LCEF has long been one encouraging investment, and this is an investment in people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great point. So let's talk about sabbaticals. Let's define sabbaticals and the different types of sabbaticals. Yeah. And then we'll dig into a little bit more of then what this program looks like. So how would you define sabbatical?
Yeah, we're talking about a ministry sabbatical. And a ministry sabbatical is different than perhaps an academic sabbatical. Mm-hmm. An academic sabbatical usually has a focus to produce something, whether it's a book or research or whatever it happens to be, a new course or something like that. Ministry sabbatical really focuses on rest and renewal. and really reconnection. So many of our church workers are separated from their families by distance, mm-hmm. and it's not like they can go home for Christmas or, you know, those kinds of things. So this is an opportunity for them to have a definite time away from the regular routine of ministry to reconnect with family and friends, to maybe pursue some activities in their leisure that they hadn't had an opportunity to do before. A great story. One of my friends went on sabbatical as a young man. Before he even went to seminary, he did watercolor painting. And in his sabbatical time, he was able to rediscover this watercolor painting. And when he came back from sabbatical, he continued to do the watercolor. And he said that it just kind of made him relaxed and more creative in like preparing sermons and things of that nature. And he continued to do that by making note cards that he would send to members. And then later he was involved in a prison ministry, and he would send these watercolor note cards to the prisoners. And he said, you'd be surprised how many of those convicts have these as art in their cell. So it was just kind of a release of something that he had kind of put on the shelf and now had an opportunity to revisit.
Do you know how common sabbaticals are today? I know I'm asking for stats. I don't know if you're prepared for that, but talking about sabbaticals and the need for a scholarship to have church workers go on that, what is the kind of, how common is this right now in our church body for church workers to be able to take sabbaticals?
It's really not as common. And that's one of the reasons that we're really trying to raise awareness and help people to understand. It's not uncommon in the Christian world or in the church world. Other denominations actually do encourage. In fact, there are some denominations that have sabbatical as part of their call mm-hmm. document. And it would be wonderful if we could get to that point in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to really consider that. But the idea is to build in that time. You know, the sabbatical comes from really Leviticus 7, right? Where the ground would lay fallow after the seventh year so that it was more productive. And that's really the side benefit or the really ultimate outcome of a sabbatical is that people would become more productive. And we've seen that time and again when church workers take a sabbatical, they come back refreshed and renewed and really ready to hit the ground running.
I think something that's very unique about church workers is when church workers are active in their ministry, they are pouring in every aspect of their body, right? It's not just an accountant that might only be fixated on the math portion of their brain or anything like that. So as you talk about what are the stats, it is really hard to see because often we'll hear church workers that, oh, maybe their congregation gifted them with an extra long vacation. But understanding how church workers pour every ounce of themselves into what they do, this need of a total step back and pause in ministry to be totally renewed, not just for a 10-day vacation instead of a 7-day vacation, I think is really been important. And what Greg has been going out to speak is educating, obviously, our church workers. When they hear it, they get it, they want it, they love it. But it's really the others in the communities that they are serving to really understand that and say, yes, pastor, yes, principal, yes, teacher, yes, deaconess, yes, DCE, you really do need to take that time away, right? Mm-hmm. There's always VBS. It's always there. And so it's like, I gotta take away, you know, I just need to be able to step back, not worry about my email, not worry about any of those things, and find that true, true rest of all those senses. Yeah. I know we all laugh in this room. It's hard for us to do that too.
Just reminds me of a time when I was a parish DCE and someone in my congregation said, oh, are you looking forward to summer? It must slow down for you.
LOL.
Right.
Nope, that's busy season.
The church is very alive during the summer.
Yeah, yes. Well, and like how many vacations get cut short by funerals? I mean, I hear this from my pastor friends all the time. And I mean, that funerals happen. It's part of the ministry, you know, but it does happen frequently.
I think that's one of the most difficult parts of a sabbatical is kind of shutting off and shutting down. We found that a lot of church workers will sleep for the first week or so a lot because they don't even realize how exhausted their bodies are. But cold turkey, cutting off email and maybe putting down the cell phone is really difficult. But it's really a necessary part if you're going to get that refreshment and relaxation to just be able to step back and realize that, you know, you have to take care of yourself. This is the old airplane thing, right? The oxygen mask drops down, you put yours on first before you help anybody else. So you've got to help yourself get that rest and renewal so that you're better equipped to help the congregation grow in their faith in Christ.
And how many people just panicked when you said no email?
I mean, I did.
No phone calls.
Right.
Panicked or also thought, wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. I think that's the tug of ministry, right?
Right.
You know, we love the people, right? There is a reason why we've all said yes to God's calling in this, knowing how much it's taking of us. And so it is a constant struggle as church workers to do that in the balance. And really, I hope this scholarship gives that opportunity and avenue to actively say, yes, I need to do this, not just for me, but also for my congregation.
And we're going to talk about the application process, who's eligible. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I want to go back to something, this email thing that we were just talking about a minute ago. When it comes to someone taking a sabbatical, to a church worker taking sabbatical with the support of an Grace Place Wellness LCEF grant or scholarship, do you have rules? Do they have to like not do email? Are there just guidelines or are there rules? How does this work?
A phone locker.
We're like Planet Fitness, no judgment zone.
Right. Okay.
You know,
yes.
So I mean, you have to do what's comfortable for you, but if you really want to benefit from it, it really is.
Yeah.
And what I'll tell you what I did on my sabbatical, I had an agreement with my administrative assistant who would text me if there was something of import that I really needed to deal with. And it happened twice during my sabbatical, and they were issues that really needed attention, but I was able to do it remotely. I didn't like return and have to deal with it. And I could direct her to the right people to handle it. But, you know, other than that, I had no contact.
But you had that very valuable key piece of someone you could trust to filter that,
right,
that like those calls and emails for
right.
you.
And that's part of that planning process.
Yeah.
You know, we want to encourage, you know, the process of a sabbatical is not like, you know, I think I'll take one in July.
Right.
But you really need 16 to 24 months of planning for various reasons. But if you plan it well, you do have those people in place that you can actually refer to some of these issues that would come up while you're gone. So the goal is to make sure that everything is covered so that by the time you take a sabbatical, you can actually go. Now, it's not comfortable for any church worker to go and leave all that behind, but we want to try and encourage as much as possible for a church worker to be able to say, I can confidently go knowing that these things are covered and God's going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I would definitely say if you're a church worker listening to this and think, man, this concept sounds amazing, I don't even know where to begin, we provide those resources for you too. Because like Greg said, it's not something you can think of overnight. It's not just hopping on Airbnb and scheduling that vacation like I just did a couple nights ago. And it does take some planning to really also look inside yourself to decide what aspects of my wellness do I need to address right away? Because some of our applicants, their intentionality is to be reunited with their spouse again, right? So they're planning not just for their retreat, but also maybe some spouse or some children along the way to decide maybe it's a passion like the watercolor painting that they really want to get into. Am I going to take classes somewhere? Will I go to a retreat center? Those types of things. And then the prep that they have to do with the congregation to prepare all of those things. So we help them as much as possible. Greg is on the phone with many and talking not only to them, but also to their congregations to help them truly understand and be prepared for success. Because it's a beautiful thing.
And one of the things that we really stress is that it's not just the church worker who ought to be making this plan. They ought to have a committee. Because when there is intentionality in that planning, it also is ownership. And so if I'm working with my lay leaders to plan a sabbatical, they own that as well. And they're a greater support because it's not something foreign to them. They're able to represent it to the larger community, and they're able to help facilitate that transition into a sabbatical time. So it should not be, you know, a one-person show. It really needs to be a community effort, a team.
We're talking about the sabbatical scholarship program with the Reverend Dr. Greg Walton and Rahima Kavuda. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Greg Walton and Rahima Kavuga from LCEF about the sabbatical scholarship program. And we were talking about kind of the logistics of what happens with a sabbatical. And Rahima, you had mentioned several minutes ago about how, Dr. Walton, you've been talking with congregations and that church workers get it and the congregations or communities sometimes are the ones that need just to understand a little bit more. Tell us more about what you've been able to talk through with communities and congregations just to help them understand what this is and why it's important.
Sure. You know, I think a lot of it is education. You know, when I have presented to different groups about sabbaticals, the two key words I've used often is communicate and educate. You can't assume that everybody understands what it is. So you have to communicate it over and over. But even before that, you have to educate so that they understand not only why you're doing this and the value of it, but also what it's going to entail. So it's not just, I'm going to be taking 3 months and, you know, lying on the couch and binge watching whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to be doing something. So there ought to be a component that somehow benefits the congregation. Honestly, if a pastor comes back, for instance, or any church worker comes back refreshed and renewed, they are benefiting their ministry. So there's that. But, you know, so many of our, and I'm going to use pastors as an example, so many of our pastors spend 50 out of 52 weeks in one parish, and they have no opportunity to expand their mind and to see how other people are doing things or to learn. And so if they can bring back one idea from a congregation maybe that they visited and said, you know, we can really implement that, and it would really bless our ministry. It's incredible. It really makes a huge difference. And I'll give you an example. A good friend of mine, I was baptizing my grandson at his church, and he was helping, and he's a longtime friend, but he has a unique, I've never seen this done before, but he does an etymology, a biblical etymology of the infant's name. And it just blew me away. It was so great. And the congregation's out there in tears. And I'm just thinking, this was so simple. I'd never heard that. I had never thought of that. Simple idea now I could bring back to a parish and say, I'm going to do that. So it's just those kinds of things that, you know, you learn creatively when you're not stuck in this rut.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
It is fun when we learn someone's name.
I know. I know.
Like the etymology of their name. Mm-hmm. I learned yours was Grace.
Yeah, Rahima means mercy and blessings in Swahili. So it's kind of fun to say my name's in the Bible in Swahili.
All right. I think we have a good understanding of what a ministry sabbatical is, what that means for the church worker and for the congregation as well. So let's talk about the scholarship program and how that works. What is the scholarship and how does that work for the church worker?
Yeah, well, through the generosity of some donors and LCEF, we're able to offer 6 $7,500 scholarships. Now, $7,500 is not going to pay in most cases for a full sabbatical, but it's a good seed base to begin that planning. And we really want the congregation and even the worker to have some skin in the game. So they need to have some ownership. If we just give it away, it may not be as valuable. But if they have to work towards that together, then there's going to be a real benefit and blessing. It's an online application, very easy to fill out. We've tried to streamline it and make it simple, and it should not take weeks and weeks at a time to do this. It's a pretty easy form to fill out. We want to see a plan. What are you planning to do? It doesn't have to be a complete plan, but we want to have kind of an idea. And it's really for your benefit filling this out so that you do have that direction. And it's not going to be the binge watching on the couch, right? So that you actually have something that you're going to plan to be doing as you do this time of sabbatical. So in that regard, it really helps them think through, what does this really mean? How will I use this time? And then the applications are due at the end of October, by the end of October, October 31st. So they open during Church Worker Appreciation Week with LCEF, which was beginning of May. And we close it on Reformation Day. We thought those were pretty good days to keep that open. And then we hope to have a committee that is selected to review them and select. And we try and notify as quickly as we can so that they can continue their planning. But we want to encourage even those who did not get selected to continue to plan that sabbatical. And again, we offer resources to help plan that sabbatical, to put a sabbatical policy together in a congregation, and really how to help think through. And we're not alone in that, by the way. There are some really great resources out there that can help, including, I think, the three West Coast circuits have a great amount of information on their websites that church workers can go to as well. Our website is full of information on sabbaticals. We've produced a sabbatical booklet because while church workers may go to the website and read that material, it may not be as easy for our laity, or they may not have the same motivation to go there. So to be able to have something to place in their hands is really a helpful thing. So that is available.
What can congregations or congregational leaders do if they know of a church worker that might benefit from this? What are some things that people might need to know or understand as they bring this up to people in their congregation?
Yeah, so I think the important thing is to, if you are listening and you're a layperson and have a church worker in mind who really could use some time of rest, having that conversation, encouraging them to check out the website to learn more. And if you're a church worker, you obviously should also have that conversation with yourself and with your family and check it out. But if you're a church worker, and again, as we know, there's some of you that are listening that are going to say, this sounds amazing. I even know what I would do. I just haven't had the time to articulate it. I think it's important to get on and use the tools that we have to help those around you understand. And that's really big. So on our website, there are things that you can download to share and print off. You can connect with Greg directly. And as he was sharing earlier, he's meeting with various congregations. He travels all across our districts trying to talk to lay leaders as well so that they are encouraged and know how to support. And really, the application process does involve the whole congregation. So it requires a letter from a lay leader that says, yes, we understand that they're doing this and we're praying for them and thankful for that. So that there's several ways that you can do it.
So how do we find out about the application? Where do we find all of that?
Yep. So you could go to lcf.org/sabbaticalscholarship, and that's where you can find all of that information. And you could also, if you are a church worker, when you go onto our homepage, you can just hover over the personal, and you could see Grace Place through there and see a lot of the resources that are there, including educational books, podcasts, all of those types of things that you may want to listen to. But lcf.org/sabbaticalscholarship. is where you can go and download all of the information. And that's also where you would go and resubmit all of that information once it has been filled out.
lcef.org/sabbaticalscholarship. You can check it out there. Thanks to our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Greg Walton, Grace Place Wellness from Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Rahama Kavuga, Director of Synod Relations with LCEF. Thank you so much for being our guest.
It's always great to be here.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.